This girl outdoes herself each and every role she does. Her newest project is the thriller No Good Deed, and she's starring with Idris Elba in the movie. No Good Deed hits theaters this Friday, and she's joining us to tell us all about the movie. Put your hands together for Yvette, better known as Miss Taraji P. Henson.
All right. Morning, Taraji.
Morning, Miss Taraji.
It's sad, but it's it's kind of weird to know that they...
Hold on 1 second. Okay, Let's put them on hold. Look, wrapping up another interview, sounds like.
That scared the hell out of me.
I thought we were in the movie.
I didn't know what was going on.
Are they playing a clip first?
but anyway, she's on the line.
Mm-hmm. She's on the line.
Ooh, I thought we were getting it. So we got Idris and we got...
Here she goes.
There we go. Taraji.
Yes.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, girl.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
You know we love you, girl.
I love you more.
We had a good time at Essence, me and her. We was just wilding out.
Kicking it.
I had a very nice time at Essence. Prince helped.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, girl, it's going down Friday. We've seen the trailer, No Good Deed. Looks like it's a really good, like a shocking thriller. Tell us about the movie.
Okay, Terry is a mom, a stay-at-home mom. She's an ex-DA agent. She put a lot of bad guys away. She decides she wants to be, raise her family, so they move out to the suburbs. But, after two kids, she lost her self-esteem. She's not as sexy. The husband's not looking at her anymore, So he goes, it's a storm coming, the husband's going out of town, and, her girlfriend's going to come over, and they're going to drink wine and put the baby to bed, and knock, 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 life comes to the door. And it's just Elba, crazy guy Colin. The audience, and what's so crazy is that you're on the edge of your seat from the moment the movie starts, because the audience knows that he's crazy. You've already seen him kill and everything. But by the time he gets to my door, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So then the audience is like, well, I understand because, there he's bleeding. She's just trying to be a good Samaritan. And then he's crazy and she has to defend her life and her children. And it's such I love this character because never once does she have a dumb blonde moment. She is thinking on her feet every time. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the moment she senses something is off, she senses it at the door, but... we always do that sometimes. We second guess inner voice.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And she's even more guilty because she's a woman and a mother, and we come with a woman's intuition stronger than any instinct. And so she second guessed it, So she knows she made a bad choice, and she has to get out of this, and she is thinking on her feet every moment. It is so good. God, it's so good. And there's a twist at the end. Like, it never stops. Like, all the way to the end of the movie, you're like, wait a minute!
So, Taraji, though. Taraji, it's hard. You know how the ladies love Idris.
I know.
It's hard for us to see him in this kind of bad guy character, though.
Villain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it.
Girls are going to be rooting for him to stab her. They're going to forget about me and the babies.
No way.
They just can kill me and his ass. People are missing the point.
Yes.
Because, we've seen him just play Stringer Bell. We've seen him play Mandela. Yes. How convincing is he in this role?
Very convincing. And I'm going to tell you why. I believe that the most charismatic, charming people make the best villains. Think about it.
Oh, okay.
Think about it.
Okay. Say no more.
Yes. You got their attention now.
You secretly want them to get away. Or you root for them, America Gangster? Denzel Washington was like a hero. He was a drug dealer killing people.
This is true.
Snap us out of it, Taraji.
In Training Day, he was a crooked cop.
She's crazy. Hey, so how do you prepare for a role like this one?
I was living with the script for a very long time. Will Packer brought this script to me way before Think Like a Man.
Wow.
And that's how I met Will. He wasn't the Will that we know today, the Will Powerhouse. I mean, he was, but he was, the world just didn't know yet. And so he brought me this script, and I fell in love with it. I mean, I just love the fact that she never was a victim. She never played the victim or damsel in distress. Never like, oh, my God, please. Falling in dumb places in the movie, you know. It's smart. Mm-hmm. And it really was originally for two white leads, and it was sitting at another studio, and Will acquired it, and he brought it to Screen Gems, and then he brought it to me.
Wow.
And then we got Idris involved. But, I just loved it. But it's just really, really smart. Really, really, really smart.
Go ahead, girl. Well, listen, we're excited for you. It's going down this Friday. It's in theaters September the 12th. No Good Deed. Taraji P.
After my birthday. My birthday is 9/11. Yeah, so please, that'll be the best birthday gift ever, as if it's number one in theaters.
There we go.
Right. Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
Party Nation will support you, Taraji.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
And you're the executive producer on this film as well, right?
Go ahead, sister.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Love that.
We don't get to see that often. That's good.
Yeah.
No. That's why I have to do well, so they can listen to me now. I know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Taraji P. Henson and Idris Elba is going down. No Good Deed in theaters this Friday, September 12th. Don't miss it. Get your ticket. Make sure your ticket says No Good Deed.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We love you, girl.
Thank you. I love you more. Thanks so much, guys.